May this year sponsor Lilui Nishmas Esther Leah Bas Chaim Zev and Erez Plus for Dober Uri Ben or Yaakov Aaron. Last week we'll just review last week's, because we'll get it this week. Last week we talked about the rules of being mekabel to be a shomer. You're not a shomer unless you agree to become a shomer. If something's in your property, you're not a shomer unless you accept the responsibility for it. So the rules were, if someone asks you to wash this for me, and you say, Hanach Lepan, I put it in front of me, then we assume that you're meant to become a shomer. If you said, Hanach Lepanecha, put it in front of you, that means I don't want any parts of it. I'm not accepting responsibility. If you said, Hanach Stam, you just said, leave it here, so then we said, it depended where you were talking. If it was in a marketplace, the Gemara has a shayla what the halacha is, and since it's a baidul ifshita, there's no answer in the Gemara, we go lekula, and you can't force the person to pay, as if it's in the market. If it's in a chatzer, he says, bring it to my backyard. So that was a machlokas tanoim, which was a machlokas shulchan aruch and ramah. But there we said, even though the ramah is machmer, that's only if there was an internal damage, but if the damage came from the outside, he would be putter there also. So that case also, we said, even though he said bring it into the yard, it might not necessarily mean responsibility. But if he said bring it into my house, there we saw the nesivas, the shach held like the hagos ha'ashri, that if you say bring something into my house, so there, even though I didn't say I'm going to take responsibility, but there the assumption is, what else do I mean? I can't mean bring it in, like we said in the yard. You said bring it. You can bring it in your yard, in my yard, but you have to watch it. But you couldn't have meant that in the case of the house, because in the case of the house, you can't be saying bring it into my house and you watch it there. I don't want you in my house. When I say bring it into my house, there the assumption is I'm accepting responsibility. We said the case of a store was completely different, probably because of that svara that the Mishpat Shlomo said, the store, like the Pup Chasher said that, if you're busy in business, I say, you leave something here, I don't mean that I'm going to wash it. I'm busy doing a job here, I'm busy with customers. I just said, you can leave it here, but not that I was accepting any responsibility. So that's the rules of Hanach Stam. So this week's case happens, I saw it in a few places. They asked the Shiloh. It's also, we'll face it with the Mishpat Shlomo again. But I saw in Yaakov a few people asked the Shiloh. And that is, you have two people there waiting at the airport. Reuven and Shimon are in the airport or the bus station. And Reuven says to Shimon, I have to go somewhere, get a ticket, I have to buy my ticket, can you watch my suitcase right over here? And Shimon says, fine. And Shimon puts his suitcase down next to this one and he's watching the suitcases. In the meantime, Shimon remembered that he had to make a phone call and he went over to the phone booth and he left the suitcases there in the where Reuven had left his, and he just went to make a phone call. And when he came back, the suitcases were gone. So is Shimon responsible? He lost his suitcase for sure. But is Shimon responsible to compensate Reuven for the loss of his suitcase? The Mishnah Bava Kama says, Nisana Levesparis Beno. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Ganav. This is the Rashi's second shot in the Mishnah, the one he goes with. So the Ganav he's stealing an animal from the Baal Abbas's yard, and on the way he has a Kohen there, and the son of the Bechoris Beno, he gave this animal to the Kohen to pay for the Shmira. Ola Baal Chav, or he paid off his Baal Chav with it. Let's leave those cases. Or he gave it to Hashem Achinam. He said, I'm stealing this cow here, can you watch it for me? Hashem Achinam. Or a Shoel, he said, here, I'll lend it to you. L'Znal say Sochar, I'll pay you to wash it for me. L'Sochar, I'll rent it to you. So he gave it to a Shomer. We're talking about Shomer Chinam now, so he gave it to a Shomer Chinam. Mehoyamoshcho meis b'shus balim. And this Kohen, the Shomer, we'll say the Shomer Chinam, was pulling it out of the yard, but it died while it was still in the owner's yard. It was never outside of the owner's property, his domain. So Pater, in that case, the Ganav is Pater, because his Shliach didn't accomplish anything. His Shliach didn't make a Kinyan, so he's not called a Ganav. It's the animal died in the owner's backyard before he had a chance to make a Kinyan. Now, Higbio, if that Shomer picked it up, or he got it outside of the owner's Rishos, Vameis, and the animal died there, so Chayiv, then the Ganav is Chayiv.
Already stolen? The robber has already
hit possession. No, he took it out of the, out of wherever it was, but he didn't get it outside into the street yet.
Still in the owner's
property. The owner has a big property. He took it out of the pen, whatever, but it's still in the owner's property. He didn't get it outside to the street yet. And he has a shliach that he's he's giving it to. And that shliach didn't take it out yet. He didn't take it out either. So and this far the kash of ancient chaver, that Tosus deals with why that doesn't apply here. So that's the Mishnah. Okay, we'll come back to the Mishnah in a second. The Gemara has a shayla. Boya Meimar. Meimar had a shayla. Tikna meshicha b'shamim olo. Right, we learned last year that there was a takanas chachamim that even though midaraisa money makes a kinyan. But the Chachamim were misaking that if I paid you money for something and it became mine and then there was a fire, you wouldn't try to save the things from the fire because it's not my loss. So that's why the Chachamim made a takana that it doesn't become the buyer's property until he makes Kinyan Meshicha. That's the Kinyan Derabbanan we learned last year. Now a Mamer had a Shaila, is there such a takana by Shomrim or not? Rashi learns over there in Bava Kama. Rashi says the Shaila's Nogeya, is the Shomer not responsible until he makes Meshicha or not? That's the way Rashi understands the Shaila. Is there a takana that a Shomer is not responsible, let's say the Shomer Chino is not responsible for Shia, or he won't be chayav to make a shvuah in case of Geneva Aveda until he made a Meshicha on that object? Is there a takana that he's not responsible? Right, that was the Gemara Shaila. So Rav Yemar brought a raya from the Mishnah that we just read. Rav Yemar said Toshima from the Mishnah. It says it's only because we know Potter. It's very ambiguous who's going on there, but the way we understood, the way we explained the Mishnah is the way Rav Yemar understands it, that what happened was the Ganav has his Shomer pulling it out for him. It's his Shomer. And we're saying, who's the one taking it? My love Shomer is in the Shomer, the one pulling it out. Ushmami not tigna meshicha v'shomer. So we have a raya that he's not called a Shomer until, well, the way Rashi's learning, he's not called a Shomer until he makes meshicha. Right? That's the Gemara's raya, and the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara finally says that is the correct shot. And the Gemara says, "Imrinami, Amar Rav Elazar." Rav Elazar said, "Beferish, Kederish etigne Meshicha belekuchos." Just like there's a takanas chachamim of Meshicha by buying and selling that we learned about last year, kach tigne Meshicha v'shomer. There's also a takanas chachamim of Meshicha by a shomer. He's not called a shomer until he makes Meshicha, until he actually pulls it out. And that's shot in the Mishnah, that if the Shomer pulled it out, he did Meshicha already, it's out in his Rishos, outside the owner's Rishos, so now he's called a Shomer and a Ganav is Chayiv because he has a Shomer watching the stolen object. If the Shomer never got it out, it died while it was still in the owner's property, so then he never became a Shomer because he never made Meshicha, and the Ganav's not Chayiv. But that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. The Gemara B'Metzia goes with the Shaila also. Rav Huna said, Hashoel Karda Mechaveiro. Someone borrows a hatchet from his friend. Baka Bo Kinao. When he first uses it, then he makes a Kinyan. Lo Baka Lo Kinao. But if he didn't use it yet, he didn't make a Kinyan. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the Kinyan that we're talking about over here? What's the Shaila? The Gemara says, Lamai, what's the Shaila here? Ilay Mala O Nasin. If we say that is no Geya, will he be chayv on an onus? And we're saying that he's not chayv on onus for an onus until he actually used it. Mishna par. Why is it different than the Mishnah by your par? It says as soon as the Mishnah Shail, as soon as he borrows it, he's responsible for an onus by Shoel. Ela l'chazara. It's talking about whether the lender could change his mind and say, I know I agreed to let you use my hatchet, but I changed my mind. So Bakaba, once he started using it, Lamati Hadave Mashal, the Mashal can't change his mind. He has to let him use it for whatever period of time he said he could use it for. He can't take back that agreement. But Lok Bakaba, but if he had not chopped wood with it, then Matzi Mashal Hadave, then the lender can change his mind. Right, so that's Rav Huna's halacha. Rav Huna says that until he actually uses it, the lender can change his mind. Upligat Rav Elazar, and that disagrees with that Rav Elazar that we just learned from Baba Kama. The Amir Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar said, "Kedesh shiting the meshicha velakuchas kach b'ting the meshicha v'shamer." You don't actually have to use it. You're called a shamer as soon as you make meshicha, as soon as it's in your possession. But you don't actually have to start using it. So Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Elazar. That's the Gemara. So the Shaila is, what is this Kinyan Mashicha that Shomrim have? Right? The Gemara in both places says there is something called Kinyan Mashicha by a Shomer. What is that Kinyan Mashicha? Like, what are the choices? I mean, the Pashat choice is, like Rashi said, is that that's when a Shomer is responsible. Right? The Shomer is only responsible for whatever type of Shomer he is after he made a Kinyan. Before he made a Kinyan, he's not responsible. A shomer chinam won't be chayv on mshia. A shomer sach won't be chayv on gneva aveda. A shomer won't be chayv on an onus until he actually makes mashicha. That's one possibility. But another possibility, and that's the way Tosfos understands the Gemara about Metzia, is that we're not talking about to be chayv. We're not talking about the shomer being responsible for whatever a shomer is responsible for. We're talking, like the Gemara about Metzia said, for when he's considered a shomer, that the he can't renege on it, or the mashiel can't renege on it. We're talking about when it's called a shoel, then you can't change your mind anymore. When did he start becoming a shomer? That's what Tosfos says. I have it on the other side of the handout. Lo les chayi ba'onzim ka'amar. We're not talking about the chiyuv here. We're not talking about when a shomer accepts responsibility, when he's becoming a real shomer. We know a shomer chinam is chayiv b'pshia, right? How do we know that from last week's sugya? But I mean, like we learned last week, in Perikon, nimta hanach lefanai shomer chinam. Right? Last week we said, right, the way we introduced the shiur tonight, if I come up to you and I say, watch this object for me, and I say hanach lefanai, place it down in front of me, so I'm a shomer. If I say leave it in front of you, then I'm not a shomer. If we said hanach stam, we also paskin I'm not a shomer. But if I just say, yeah, leave it in front of me, I become a shomer. That's the Gemara we learned last week. What kinyan did I make? I didn't make any kinyan. You just put it down in front of me. I didn't do mashicha. So the Rosh also, Tosfos brings a rai from that sugya that you become a shomer, you become responsible for, a shomer chinam will be responsible for a pshia as soon as, Tosfos doesn't say, but not, it's before mashicha, right? Let's see the rush is when it is. The rush says you become a shomer as soon as the owner goes away, right? As long as the owner's here, so then you're not a shomer yet. But when you say, put it down in front of me, and the owner, he says, here's my suitcase, and he walks away, you're now a shomer, even though you didn't pick it up. Right? That's what Tosfos and the Rosh say. So what do you do with the sugi? What's the Gemara talking about? That there's a takana, a mashicha by shomrim. So that takana, Tosfos says, is only to say that you can't change your mind. That until you actually make a kinyan, you can change, until you do mashicha, the mashal can change his mind. But if you didn't make a kinyan yet, he can change his mind. When he makes a kinyan, then he can no longer change his mind. What's his fara? The Rosh says that my responsibility, it makes sense that I should be responsible, even though I didn't make a kinyan. He put it down here, I accepted responsibility, I said I'm going to be a shomer, and he walks away. The Rosh says, his fara tells me that I'm responsible at this point, even though I didn't make a kinyan. To make it that he can't change his mind, that could be like by a poem, you have to start working, you have to start doing something, you have to make a kinyan, that's when you actually become a shomer. You have rights to this thing that you asked to borrow. Once you have a kinyan, until you make a kinyan, you don't have those rights. That's the takonas mashicha by shomer. But to be chayiv, to be responsible, Tosfos and the Rosh both say from the sugi we learned last week that as soon as the owner walks away, you're a shomer and you're responsible. Right? That seems simple. So the case of the ganav, they'll have to learn the sugi and Baba Kama, not like Rashi. They're learning that when we don't need a shomer to be responsible, we just need him to be a shomer. So they made a takana that he's called a bona fide shomer only after he makes mashiach. He might be responsible for him, but to be called a shomer, that to be called the ganav shomer, he has to have made a kinyan. So that's the way you'd have to learn it. I mean, essentially, the rush over there in that sugya doesn't say like that. It's a skewer in the rush. The rush in Baba Kama says it's to be the chayv. They ask the kasha, steer in the rushes. But okay, so that's the way Tosfos and the Rosh understand the sugya. But we saw, first of all, Rashi doesn't understand like that, and the Rambam also. The Rambam, the way the Rishonim understand him, the Rambam paskins that to be chayiv also, you're not chayiv until you do mashiach. It's not only that at the point of mashiach, then you can't be a chozer. It's until you have Mashiach, until you as the Shomer have that object in your possession, you're not chayiv for anything that happens to it. Not for Pshiyah, for Shomer Chinam, not for an onus, for Shoel. You're not chayiv until you've done Mashiach on that object that you are watching. What do you do with the Gemara in Baba Kama? There he said, put it down in front of me, and we said he became a Shomer. So the Magid Mishnah brings from the Rashba that is talking where they were in an alleyway, and there's a kinyan derabanan called Dalet Amos, that anything within 4 Amos of you, there's a kinyan derabanan. And he said, put it down within my Dalet Amos, and in that way there's a kinyan. That's the way to get out of that raya from last week's sugya. So we have a machlokas though, how to understand this din of Rav Elazar. When he says Tiknu Shmira, Tiknu Mashicha by Shomrim, does that mean that a Shomer is not chayiv until he's not responsible for any loss until he's done Mashicha? Or no, he's responsible for any loss as soon as the owner went away, as soon as he's in control of it, even though he didn't actually make a kinyan. And that din Mashicha is only that they can't change their mind. So how do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? Reish Sariyahu Sipei brings both shitas. Yesh Misha Omisha Shomer Hazeh. He's talking about a Shomer Chinam. Miyad Kishikibal Olav Lishmar. As soon as he accepted upon himself the Shemira. Osha Omer Hanach Lefonai. Or he said, leave it down here. Minis Talko HaBailam Mishmira. And the Bailam went away. Chayiv Olavim Pasha. Then he's Chayiv if he did Pshiyah for Pishalam Hoshach. Even though he didn't do Mashiach yet. But the Yesh Misha. That's the shita of the... That's the sheet of the Tosus and the Rush. But v'yesh misha omer she'enu chayiv ashe yimshach. He's not chayiv until he does Mashicha. U'b'makim she'mashicha kone, and in a place where Mashicha is kone. Not like in the case in the Mishnah over there where he's doing Mashicha in the Baal Abayis' yard. That's not Mashicha yet. He has to bring it out to the Mishus HaRadim for the Mashicha to be a kinyan. So the Shulchan Aruch brings both sheetahs. The Shach Paskins like the second one because it brings Rashi. The Rambam other Rishonim, and he says chen yira ikar. And there's the rule of Shulchan Aruch also in the Sfaradi Klalim Sfarim say that whenever you have two Yeshomims in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says Yeshomim this, Yeshomim that, the Shulchan Aruch means to Paskin like the second Yeshomim. Right, so based on Klali Shulchan Aruch, we were Paskin like the second Yeshomim. The Shach says to Paskin like that second Shita. So it comes out that a Shomer is not Chayiv until he makes a kinyan. So in our case, where Reuven is, well, I forgot who was who, but where I think Shimon is watching Reuven's suitcase in the airport, he never made a kinyan. He never made a kinyan here. So that's why, even though he said, I'll watch it for you, he said, I'm going to be a Shomer. So according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, as soon as Reuven goes away, so now Shimon becomes a shomer, he's responsible if he's posheya. But according to the Rambam and Rashi and the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass him that way, he's not responsible as a shomer until he makes a kinyan, and he never made a kinyan. Why isn't there kinyan dalad amis here? Because kinyan dalad amis only works in an alley, in a simta, but in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, where everyone is, you know, everyone's walking back and forth, there's no kinyan dalad amis. So there might be another way out, though. The Rosh had a tshuva. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Right, it's in the on the handout. Someone was going along the on the road. There were two people were traveling. Or actually, one was traveling, and his friend said, "Look, you're traveling to the other city. Can you take this pair of shoes and deliver them in that other city?" And the traveler said, "Enicham kan al chamer. Put them on the donkey. Put them on my donkey." And the owner of the shoes left it there. But the nifkai never actually made a kinyan on them. He just left them over there on the chamar. And he's traveling with it, fine. He's taking him along the way. Then in the middle of the road, he decides that he wants to go to the bathroom and to a rest stop. And he left the chamar open. He left the shoes on top of the donkey, where he didn't lock the doors. He left the shoes right on top there. So the Rosh Paskins, he's a Shomer Chinam, and he's chayiv to pay. Right? He was a Shomer Chinam, he wasn't getting paid. And this is a Pshia, to just go to the rest stop and leave them out there in the open for someone to steal. He's a Shomer Chinam. So what's wrong with that?
He
never made a Kenyan.
What? He effectively did that.
What Kenyan?
He moved the animal.
Okay.
Because he moved the animal, he demonstrated control of the animal.
Well, the halacha happens to be, and this is what the poskim is. So, first of all, he didn't make a kinyan mashiach. He didn't. The Rosh said clearly, it was the lo kiblam hanifka biyado. He didn't put him in his hand, so he didn't make kinyan mashiach. You want to say, well, his animal, it's on his animal, and he's showing control of the animal. The animal's moving. The halacha is, you don't make a kinyan. There's no. There's no kinyan chatzim. First of all, it's chatzim ahaleches, and meshicha of an animal does not work on something that's on top of it. That's halacha in kinyanim. So that's the kasha they ask on the Rosh. That how can you be chayiv? There's no kinyan. Yeah. What's the obvious answer? The answer is simple. The Rosh is l'shitaso, right? The Rosh is l'shitaso. The Rosh holds you don't need a kinyan.
Okay.
Right? The Rosh is going l'shitaso. You don't need a kinyan. So. That's what the Machne Ephraim and Rav Yeager both say. That's no problem. The Rosh tells me, you don't need a kinyan, and that's why the Rosh said he was chayiv, because you don't need a kinyan. But the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis paskins this Rosh. So they ask on the Shulchan Aruch, how can you Shulchan Aruch paskin like this Truvas Rosh, when in Sif Beis you have the Rosh as the first Yeshemer, but you're holding Ramim and the Rashi in the second Yeshemer, and you paskin that you don't need a kinyan. That you do need a kinyan to become a shomer, right? How can you bring the Rosh, who l'shitaso we have no problem with, right? The Rosh we have no problem with, that you don't need a kinyan to become a shomer, but the Shulchan Aruch holds you do need a kinyan to become a shomer. So why should it be that in this case where he's agreeing to take the shoes and he didn't make a kinyan, he's responsible? I saw Rabbi Yeager when the Shulchan Aruch says that Einoch Inami. This would, he's just saying this according to the first lashon. You know, it's strange. The Nesivus doesn't like that. The Nesivus doesn't, and maybe this is what you're getting at. The Nesivus says, I mean, this is what maybe we can feel intuitively that this is different. This is different than the Stama case over here. The Nesivus says that maybe it's not, he's not chayiv as a shomer here. Right? There's halachas of a mazik. There's halachas of mazik that if I take your, we learned about this 3 years ago. Right? If I take something that you have in a makom mishtameres, it's in a guarded place. I take your ox and I put it out in the street where someone could steal it. So I'm not chayiv as a shomer over there. I'm chayiv as a mazik because I took your object which was guarded and I put it in a place where it could get taken. I'm a mazik. So then Nesiva says over here also, I might not be a shomer because I never made a kinyan on it, and we paskin that I need to make a kinyan. But the Shulchan Aruch will agree that if I take your shoes that you gave to me right over here, we're both standing here, we're both watching it, and then I go take them on a trip and I'm watching them, but then I turn them into the status of being guarded and go to the rest stop and unguard them, leave them unguarded, so there I'm chayiv as a mazik, not as a shomer anymore. I'm chayiv as a mazik. Right, so the Nesiva says that could be pshat in the Rosh. The Mishpat Shlomo says it's not mashma that way to Rosh. The Rosh seems to bring all the sugyas hanach lefanai. Those are the answers that the post can give. Either the Rosh is l'shitaso, or it's a din al mazik over here. Right, those are the answers that we have to deal with. So back to our shaila over here. Right, just to wrap things up and to our shaila. And before we get to our shaila, what would the halacha be based on this Shuvas HaRosh? What would the halacha be if it wasn't a cow? Right, it was a car. Right, I'm going to New York and you ask if you can put your shoes in my car, and then I leave the car door open in New York and someone steals the shoes. What would the halacha be in that case? Right. So you hear it's not a chatzim aleches, right? That's number one. A car doesn't walk. So here I made a kinyan. But the problem is, see, according to the Nesivos, even if I didn't say I'm going to be a shomer, right, that's the chiddush of the Nesivos. Even if I didn't say I'm going to be a shomer, I said, okay, bring him in the car. Right, not like the Rosh's case where Mamish said he'd be a shomer. I said, put him in the car. Put him in the car. So once, you know, we can ignore the whole last week's shiur according to the Nesivos, because you don't even need to say I made a kinyan, even if I didn't make a kinyan. I did make a kinyan, so that makes me worse. And it could be I am a shomer. By the way, another kasha we have to just to address in this Shuvas HaRosh. Right? How does this answer last week's case? Right? Last week we said you have to say I'm going to wash it. Here, the Rosh, he just said put him on the donkey. He didn't say he's going to be a shomer. Why does he become a shomer there? What words to make him become a shomer? So the Sma says that last week when he said leave them there, he's not a shomer because he could say leave them here. I mean. Or leave them there, and I'll watch, and you watch them, right? Leave them there, and you watch them. But over here, where the circumstances were, that I'm traveling, and I say leave them there. I can't say leave them there, and you watch them, like we said last week. You know, I said I'm going around to get to my car. I leave them here. Right? You can't say the words leave them here. I mean, leave them there, and you watch them. It must be that leave them there, and I'm going to watch them. So that's called a Kabbalah Shmira. So, in the case of the car, you have everything going against you. First of all, it's a kinyan. And even though you didn't say I'm going to be a shomer, the fact that I'm going to New York and I know you're staying here and I'm taking them and I say leave them in the back seat over there, you know that I'm being mekabel shmira, because otherwise what else am I doing? Unless I'm just agreeing to take them for you, but without achrayus, but pashis, I'm a shomer. But even if I'm not a shomer, that's what I want to say, this the chiddush of the Nesivos is, even if I'm not a shomer, your thing is over here in my backseat, and right now it's guarded. And when I go to the rest stop, and I leave the door open, and someone sees them and just takes them out, so I took your object that was in a mokum mishumer, and I put it in a place where it's not mishumer, so I'm chayav as a mazik in that case. You don't need to go into all the rules of shmira. I'd be a mazik in such a case. Right, so that's just an application of this nesivus. Once again, I'm not sure if everyone agrees with the Nesivos is pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Nesivos is saying such a halacha, and halacha makes a lot of sense. Even if you don't want to say that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, might be better to say just the Shulchan Aruch is a kashi, he's going like the first lashon, even though he doesn't pass in that way in Sifrei. But you know, that's subject to debate. So back to our shaila. Here we are in the airport, at the bus station, and Reuven comes to Shimon and says, here, watch my suitcase for me. And Shimon agrees, let's say Shimon agrees to watch him. He explicitly says he'll be a shomer. He puts it down next to him. So, he didn't make a kinyan though. There's no kinyan. So, if he never made a kinyan, if Shimon never made a kinyan, so he never became a shomer according to the second Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and according to the way of the Shach Paskins, so he's not going to be chayiv as a shomer. How about this Nesivos? Is he going to be considered a mazik? Look, he's right now it's guarded, and he turned it into unguarded when he went to the phone. So the Mishpat Shlomo says, and it's pashit, that the Nesivos won't apply here. The Nesivos is talking where you take something and you put it from a place where it's guarded to a place where it's not guarded. But if you don't touch the thing, there's the Mishnah in Parakakones The Gemara, the Mishnah says over there, if there's an animal in someone's yard and you break the wall down so the animal escapes, that's not, you know, you're not chayav as a shomer for that, because you didn't touch the animal, right? So over here, where you're not called a mazik, it might be grum. It's a grum. You didn't touch the. You're not a mazik. You're certainly not a shomer, but you're not even a mazik because you were mazik the wall. You weren't mazik the animal. So over here, where you didn't touch the suitcase, right? In the case of the nesivas, the rush, there you took the shoes and you put them in a place where they're unguarded. You put it in a place where it's not neshumah, so that you're chayav for. But over here, where you didn't touch the suitcase, you left the suitcase right where Reuven gave it to you, in the middle of the gate. You left it right there. And you went to make your phone call, so you can't be called a mazik because you didn't touch it. You're a posheya. You're a posheya, but you're not a shomer. So any way you look at it, there's no way to make Shimon chayav. So we've seen tonight, in addition to having to mean to become a shomer, that you have to say the words that make you a shomer, like we learned last week, to become a shomer, to be chayiv, the way most poskim say, you also have to make a kinyan. If you didn't make a kinyan, then you're not a shomer. The only thing we see, though, is that even in a case where you might not be a shomer, you still might be chayiv as a mazik if you took something physically and put it in a place where it's not meshomer and that's kosher, then you could be called a mazik. But as a shomer, you're not a shomer until you have both conditions. You've said words that make you a shomer, or the circumstances express the fact that you're a shomer, and secondly, that you have had to make a kinyan, that object, tikkun mashiach meshomer, that object is in your possession, that you became a shomer.
If you want to make sure, you have to get the guy to pick the thing up.
That's right. If you say, "I want you to watch this for me," don't leave until he's picked it up.
At the beginning, you said that he was putter, well, but still putter from the rush.
Yeah, I'm in the postkin, but I said right away, not clearly, but I think the postkin saved the claim, right? According to the rush, he'll be fired.